Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses first session of the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, calls for rethinking on global development parameters and prioritizing inclusive and sustainable growth. Joint declaration adopted at G20 summit addresses global challenges, including climate crisis. Armed men kidnap nearly 300 students from a Catholic school in central Nigeria. Death toll from heavy rains and flooding in Vietnam's central region rises to 55. And Indian shooter Mahid Sandhu clinches gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions at Summer Deaflympics in Tokyo. Leaders at the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa today adopted a joint declaration by consensus despite US opposition. The declaration emphasized that solidarity, equality, and sustainability are essential pillars of inclusive global growth. The 39-page document highlighted energy security, climate action, and disaster resilience, while acknowledging rising geopolitical tensions, conflicts, and deepening inequality as threats to economic stability. The declaration stressed multilateral cooperation, adherence to international law, and peaceful dispute resolution, implicitly referencing nations involved in territorial conflicts. The G20 endorsed sustainable industrialization, energy transition strategies, and the critical minerals framework to promote prosperity and equitable growth. South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola, hailed the outcome as a milestone for the African continent and a strong affirmation of multilateralism. He stressed that the forum represents all 21 members equally and those present had agreed on a shared direction for the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for a profound rethinking of global development parameters, addressing the first session of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa today. Mr. Modi noted that while the G20 has long shaped global finance and growth, prevailing models have deprived large populations of resources and driven the over-exploitation of nature, challenges felt acutely in Africa. He also noted that some historic decisions from the New Delhi summit have been carried forward. We have a report from our correspondent covering the visit of the Prime Minister.
Giving shape to the vision of One Earth, One Family, One Future, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today presented India's vision at G20 Johannesburg Summit. Four key proposals presented by Prime Minister Modi include Global Traditional Knowledge Repository at G20 Africa Skills Multiplier Initiative, aimed at preparing 1 million certified trainers in Africa over the next decade, creation of a G20 Global Healthcare Response Team, emphasizing the need for trained medical experts from G20 countries, and to address the growing threat of drug trafficking, including dangerous substances such as fentanyl, a proposal of G20 initiative on countering the drug terror nexus. Asunyo, Akashwane News, Johannesburg.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese and Canadian counterpart Mike Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they are delighted to announce the Australia-Canada-India Technology and Innovation Partnership today. He added that the initiative will deepen collaboration between democratic partners across three continents and three oceans in emerging technologies, support diversification of supply chains, clean energy and mass adoption of AI. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi also met UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this year has brought new energy to the India-UK partnership and they will keep driving it forward across many domains. The three-day regional Open Digital Health Summit 2025, which was held in New Delhi, has highlighted the need for sustainable financing, regional collaboration, and AI-enabled governance. The Ministry of Electronics and IT, in a statement, said the summit collectively conveyed a unified message that digital health transformation is not merely a technological upgrade, but a fundamental journey requiring standards, governance, interoperability, and deep inclusion. Addressing the last day of the event, Additional Secretary in the Ministry Abhishek Singh today called for building a safe, inclusive and globally relevant AI-enabled health system. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. More than 300 children and staff were reportedly kidnapped by gunmen from a Catholic school in central Nigeria, making it one of the worst mass abductions the country has seen. The Christian Association of Nigeria said 303 students and 12 teachers were abducted from the St. Mary's School in Papiri, Niger State, yesterday morning. The kidnapping comes amid a surge of attacks by armed groups. The death toll from heavy rains and flooding in Vietnam's central region has risen to 55. The Vietnam Disaster and Dike Management Authority reported today that 13 people are still missing. The floods submerged nearly 80,000 hectares of rice and other crops and killed or swept away more than 3.2 million poultry and livestock. The authority said the economic losses are estimated at about $358 million. The Human Rights Council of Pakistan has strongly condemned the illegal arrest and detention of its member Farwah Asghar and journalist Alifia Sohail. According to the rights body, the arrest took place yesterday outside the Karachi Press Club during a peaceful protest against the country's 27th constitutional amendment. It termed the incident a grave violation of freedom of expression and human rights. These protests came after Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari signed the 27th Constitutional Amendment Bill following its approval by both houses of parliament. The amendment aims to centralize military authority, elevate the role and immunity of five-star officers, including Field Marshal, and create a new federal constitutional court above the existing Supreme Court for constitutional matters. The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India continues to enthrall cine lovers for the third day today. Akashvani News brings an exclusive coverage from the ground.
The third day at IFFI 2025 saw multiple screenings across venues. Vidhu Vinod Chopra kept everyone glued to their seats during his masterclass with his amazing sense of humor. Anupam Kher is screening his film Tanvi the Great at the festival. The film's protagonist, Tanvi, is an autistic girl who is determined to make her martyr father's dream come true of conquering the Siachen. Mr. Kher said that the film is about never giving up on one's goals. Italian directors Valentina Bertani and Nicole Bertani spoke to Akashvani exclusively about the film called Mosquitoes, which is also nominated for the coveted Golden Peacock Award.
We choose mosquitoes because mosquitoes are insects that bite a lot and are very disturbing as the kids. And our girls is very small, but they're very dangerous.
The stars continue to shine on the Goan sky as well as on ground at IFFI. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Saira Mujtaba from Goa.
In sports, continuing with her splendid debut run, Indian shooter Mahit Sandhu today clinched the women's 50-meter rifle three positions gold for her fourth medal at the Summer Deaflympics in Tokyo. She totaled 456 after 45 shots to bag her second gold of the Games. Mahit also broke both the Deaf qualification world record and the Deaflympics world record on her way to the final. South Korea's Dae In-jeong took silver, while Hungary's Miraz Susanna Biatowski claimed bronze. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses first session of the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, calls for rethinking on global development parameters and prioritizing inclusive and sustainable growth. Joint declaration adopted at G20 summit addresses global challenges, including climate crisis. Armed men kidnapped nearly 300 students from a Catholic school in central Nigeria. Death toll from heavy rains and flooding in Vietnam's central region rises to 55. And Indian shooter Mahit Sandhu clinches gold in women's 50-meter rifle three positions at some Summer Deaflympics in Tokyo. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.